Look at who's popped in. It is the Minister of International Relations, Dr. Naledi Pandor, who has come in to have a discussion with us in the last few minutes. Minister, thank you. We sort of grabbed you unexpectedly, but thank you very much for making yourself available.
I was, on my way back to my office.
You were wrangled. Apologies for that. Just a couple of quick questions for you, and one of them has to do with the coronavirus. I mean, we've seen the massive spread of this all over the world. We've seen South Africans caught in a very precarious situation in China who desperately want to come home, but our government doesn't seem to want to bring them home. Why not, Minister?
Well, I think we've been in touch with all our citizens that are in the Hubei province, in Wuhan in particular, and have spoken to all of them. They indicate that they're being looked after by the institutions that they're attached to. So I've seen on social media this notion that there are people who desperately want to come home. We've tried to speak to each of them, and we haven't got that notion as yet. They say they're being looked after, they're in safe conditions, they're provided with food, they have accommodation. Should they require transport, they're provided with it in order to go out. But the Chinese government is actually bringing in supplies and so on. So I'm not sure where this idea of a desperate group that wants to come back comes from.
All right. I want to ask you, have you heard anything about the young man, a student by the name of Alfin Bejeni, who appears to have gone missing in China? We've heard that there's been very little help from international authorities in determining his whereabouts.
Our embassy is in contact with the foreign ministry in China, and they're assisting us to establish the whereabouts of this young man, whether he's still in China and whether indeed he has disappeared. So we're in contact with them. As soon as we know more, we will provide the information to the public.
All right. A last question, and I want to bring it back to the African continent here. We know South Africa's just taken over as the African Union chair. What are your expectations? What are the continent's expectations of our country in that position?
Huge expectations of South Africa. As you know, South Africa is regarded as a very important country by the rest of the continent. And there's hope that we will help to settle the various conflicts that there are on the continent. People keep referring to the fact that President Ramaphosa is renowned for bringing parties that are in conflict with each other to sit around a table and help them to arrive at peace. And so with respect to Libya, we expect to be very involved with the Sahel region. We hope that we will play a supportive role and be proactive in enhancing security in that part of the African continent. We also must ensure that we continue to be a catalyst for implementation of the Continental Free Trade Area. This brings huge hope for economic progress and infrastructure development for the continent. And so South Africa must really focus on it. And I'm pleased that my colleague, Minister Patel, is very, very directly engaged with respect to this area of work. And so I believe in our year of chairing, there will be significant advances in implementation of the Free Trade Area Act.
Thanks so much for coming in to speak to us this afternoon, Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Dr. Naledi Pandor.